If there's any art form that is identified with Ukrainians, it is the art of Pesenka, the intricately decorated Easter eggs acknowledged and admired the world around. Here at home, Joan Brander of Baba's Beeswax in Richmond is known around the Lower Mainland, if not beyond, for her work in this ancient art. She not only produces these amazing works of beauty, but spreads the knowledge and the joy of the craft and the technique in schools and at private workshops. Joan is also the author of two books on Pesenke. One is called Pesenke on Paper, an activity book for children, and just published, About the Pesenka It Is Written, a bibliography by Joan Brander. Joan kindly agreed to tell us a little bit about her work and her new book. Thanks so much for joining us, Joan.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here, Paulette.
Now, how long have you been doing Pesenke? I know it's a long time.
Well, I started when I was a small girl, probably in my elementary years. Where I grew up, I learned from my grandmother, my baba, and I remember my grandmother and my mother making pesenke before Easter. Of course, we did it very simply with the melted beeswax over a wood stove, and I remember making my own pesenke dyes with crepe paper and boiling it in water, and and the wires from the calendars to make the kiska. So everything was very rudimentary.
Wow.
Back then.
But now you're a little more high tech now.
Well, now yes, it's gotten high tech for sure.
So you've published this book, and I have to say it's a fabulous title. I love the title.
Oh, thanks. I was kind of worried about the title, not sure how it would pull off, but it did.
It's got different levels of meaning.
Yes, that's right. It does. The play on words.
Mm-hmm. So explain to listeners who might not know about Pesenke, what are the different layers of meaning?
Pesenke are written. They're not drawn or painted or stenciled or anything like that. The technique with wax and dyes is called writing a pesenke. Mm-hmm. And about the pesenke is books written about pesenke. So obviously that refers to that, and just the whole title, I think, refers to the double meaning of pesenke being written and books that have been written about pesenke.
You've mentioned, I think, that it's come as a bit of a surprise that it's a bibliography and not an instruction or a design book.
I'm not sure. Well, I specifically put the subtitle in about the bibliography, mm-hmm. so people would know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, when people ask what the book is about, I say a bibliography, and that pretty much sums it up. It's a very technical, mm-hmm. dry kind of book.
Well, I wouldn't say it's dry. It's a gorgeous book. I mean, there are so many great things in it. You've got, of course, the list, the bibliography of many, many, and I imagine if it was me doing this, I would think it's a lot easier to do this bibliography than to do another design book.
Easier in one way, but the compilation of information, it takes a long time, and the citations are very time-consuming, and they take a lot of work to make sure everything is accurate. That was kind of the challenge for me,
uh-huh.
is just to have everything accurate.
Uh-huh. Well, and it is... there is a lot here. There's this fabulous list of many, many books, and you've got beautiful photos of all the covers of these books. You photograph them and put them in, and they're in beautiful color.
Yes, thank you. Those are a selection of the books I have, not all of the books that I have, nor all that are in the bibliography. They're just a selection of the most colorful covers, I would say, and they do add some interest to the book.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got a list of children's books here. You've got a list of some newsletters and articles that you've come across, several pages of those, audiovisual materials, and something really interesting, I thought, a chronological index as well as an author index. I don't think that's very common in bibliography type books, are they?
Well, I don't recall. I know that I have searched everywhere for a Pesenke bibliography that was mm-hmm. published and couldn't mm-hmm. find one, which is the reason I actually published my own, because mm-hmm. there wasn't one. But a bibliography can take on its own form, and that's pretty much what happened here. You can put in what you want, the way you want it, as mm-hmm. long as it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose these sections of the bibliography of titles that I had and that interested mm-hmm. me, that I gravitated to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that did include books newsletters. I think that's quite unique. A lot of people don't realize that there are newsletters distributed that are dedicated to Pessinke. And the audiovisual material, when I was researching it, surprised me as well as to the number of videos and audiovisual material that is relating specifically to Pessinke.
So if somebody is looking then to take on this art, or they're looking to find some design books, they can have a look through this wonderful bibliography and certainly start to compile their own collection, their own library of different books on
yes.
the art of Pessinke.
Yes, and it covers everything, not only design, but technique, history, mm-hmm. culture. There's a wide range in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great resource, and thank you so much for doing it. Like I said, it's a gorgeous book. But I have to say that most people, when they publish a book, they tend to launch it close to home. Now, you went across the continent and across the border to launch yours in Washington, D.C., no less. Now, tell me, what's that all about?
Oh, well, that was just the first launch, and I hope there will be others closer to home. I know it was far away. It was quite a grueling trip to get there, but I was just thrilled to have it in Washington. It was quite a spectacular experience and event for me. The launch was at a Pessinke symposium, which was the first Pessinke symposium in the United States, and it was hosted by the Ukrainian National Shrine in Washington, in conjunction or in celebration, actually, of their 25th anniversary of doing Pessinke workshops there. So the organizers in Washington decided to have what they called a Pessinke weekend. Hmm. And I had corresponded with Yuri, one of the organizers, and we thought that the book launch would be a good thing to add value to the symposium.
So that's all it took.
So... It wasn't that difficult, really. I thought it was a very fitting event, and I knew that I needed a special event to launch a book such as this. It's such a unique book, and I was confident that the symposium would be a good place to launch the book, and that's part of the reason why I was so excited to go there, because I knew it was the perfect venue.
Yeah. That was a good choice, and I'm glad that you did that. That's great. Now we can say that, wow, we have somebody from our end of the world went to the other side of the continent.
Yes, I did win the prize for most traveled at the symposium.
How long were you there?
I was there just for the weekend.
Okay.
Of course, it was a very busy time of year for me with just 2 weeks prior mm-hmm. to Easter.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was the highlight, would you say, of that trip?
Well, I kind of think of it in different levels as well. Three different highlights. One, of course, would have been the book launch. Mm-hmm. A second highlight was the symposium itself, to meet such fabulous Pessinke people mm-hmm. and to hear their stories and their presentations. And the third level was Washington itself. It's just an amazing place. We did a small tour. We did have one day to go to some of the museums, and I'm definitely going back.
Mm-hmm. But you did mention that there will be other launches. So are you planning one close to home yet?
Well, I of course, we're planning it, but nothing, I have no details yet or anything
okay,
like that.
But you promise you will let me know.
I absolutely will.
Okay, well, let all our listeners know as well. So in the meantime, though, where can listeners get a copy of your book or books?
Well, I'm hoping that you'll be able to... find it in the library soon, mm-hmm. but if you wanted to purchase your own, you could certainly purchase it from my website, which mm-hmm. is babasbeeswax.com, okay. and I'm hoping that other Ukrainian bookstores will be carrying it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. So then listeners can check in with their, if they have a bookstore in their area, or they can go to log on to the internet and find you at www.babasbeeswax, all one word, .com.
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Joan. Congratulations on a beautiful book and a most useful one as well.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just thrilled to be here as well.
Great to have you.